Vaipan Das asks a question, and he's quoting Bhagavatam 1.2.6. Svaipam saparodha mojato bhaktirat hoksajaya hoitaki apitirataya masu prasidati. And asking how it is that we can have our devotional service be uninterrupted. It says devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. And here the answer is that the Atsa Virago, the type of devotional service, the type of devotional service that's being talked about is prema bhakti. I say that because first it says dhyanatma supersedati, something that will completely satisfy the self. So the self is only completely and finally satisfied when it attains prema. Nothing is fully satisfying to the soul because anandamaya abhyasa, that's the nature of the soul or the living entity. And Rupa Goswami also defines prema bhakti as that devotional service which knows no obstacle. Here, obstacle doesn't necessarily mean that some prema bhakta is chanting Hare Krishna and you're unable to take the beads out of his hand, but rather his devotion, which is manifesting that chanting. There is no external physical obstacle. A very good example of this is Prahlad Maharaj, that will impede the internal devotion, of which external activities are simply a manifestation, like chanting and hearing, which in the material world, by certain circumstances, can be impeded, but the underlying devotion is not. And furthermore, the nature of prema bhakti is that the heart is so pure that there's not any residual effects of aparad, which is there, for instance, in the case of a bhava bhakta, which may interrupt one's ability to be absorbed in Krishna. So we're trying to get there. That's what it's all about. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava. We want to attain the stage of prema, perfection. And so we have to be patient because it's not something that you can artificially do. But certainly in our practice of devotional service, we will find that our minds become distracted and even our physical activities may become obstructed. But still, sincerity means that a devotee then takes it up and continues on. As Krishna says, bhajate mam ananyavak sadhu devasamanta. All right, even if someone has serious difficulty, but still, he never gives up Krishna's service. And that type of attitude ultimately leads to the perfection of life. Hare Krishna.